And that's really the topic of today's shiur. Says the Halakha Gemara on Atzari Amin Aleph, the Mishnah. Veshame Omer lo yigarish other besishto elam ke motzaba dvar erva. Senema ki motzaba ervas dova. From dvar erva to ervas dova. What does dvar erva mean? You know what dvar erva means. Yeah? Infidelity. What a great word. Infidelity. What extreme to the next? She burned the soup. Shenema ki motzava ervas dova. Quotes the same pasuk. What does that mean? The Gemara's going to explain. Rashi says already. Ervas dova. Beisilu mashmalu. O erva o shar dvar sirchon. She goofed something else up. Kiva omer, unbelievable. This does not play well in feminist circles, or in rabbinical circles for that matter. Afilu motza acheres noa himena shenema v'oyem losin tzachem be'enav. I mean, that's wild. Rabbi Kiva. Lo motza v'lo erva v'lo dover. But you see, he finds a prettier girl. It's wild. This is marvel all right. How do you explain it? Haley or Rabbi Kiva? That's what the pasuk says. The motza lo motza v'lo losin tzachem be'enav. Look at him. He doesn't like her. Why is the prettier girl? Shreklach. Okay, well, that's what it says. So the Gemara goes to the Erev and the Dover, and it sounds like the Dover is really, according to Erev's Dover, according to Beshame, means Kipshuta. Mama, she's Mizana. She's Mizana, and of course she's Asura Lebal. And as a matter of fact, the Tosis here says, the one I asked her to see, Ma, the Eden Berurim, Beshame Paroch, Amai Yitzchik Kroh, Blo Yuchal Bala, Shalokha, Lo Shalokachta, Tepikwe, Blo Vlavach, Yosel Achza, Sotoso, Kevin Shesh Eden. If you get the oppression from the whole sugi over here, it's mamish infidelity with two eidim. Fine, so that's grounds for divorce. You bet. Even in New York State, in 40 years ago, only one grounds for divorce: adultery. That was with all the big splashing headlines in the Post and the News in the 50s. Ooh, adultery and it's grounds for divorce, because today you get divorced like this. Those of you just couldn't do it. So you had to have, and it's true, it's not true, it happened, it didn't happen, it was a big, now everyone yawns. Anyway, so now the Gemara has over here, the Gemara has, towards the bottom, very important Gemara. You have to go through the rushes. The Gemara says like this, Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, that's where we're going to start the Iyun here, Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava. Two-thirds down the page. Lo motza bo lo erva v'lo dover mahu. There's no erva, there's no dover, garnished. Quanta bekiva, we know the din. Goodbye. Someone is prettier, goodbye. But if we don't pastaka bekiva, there's almost no one pastaka bekiva. So quanta beshame and beshillel, what's the din? What's the quanta beshame and beshillel, what's the din? That's the Gemara's Shaila, says Rashi. Lo matzlo erav lo davar lebeisilo v'gir shamahu mikafina le'ladure yolo. Yeah? Do you force him to take her back or not? Amalei, but the goli rachmona gabi onis lo yuchal ha'shalcha kol yomov kol yomov v'amu v'hachza koin hasimu the goli rachmona v'locha may the ovid ovid. What's done is done. Done? Done is done. So therefore we do not force him to take her back. We do not force him to take her back. That's the Gemara. Okay? Now I would like to go. The next Gemara is really tomorrow, Shia. About the Al-Tachrash. I want to try to do it tomorrow. But I want now just to read the last few lines in the Masechta. We'll come back to Belinetta tomorrow to the intervening Gemara. But for this, I need a. The new Gemara, so I got that downstairs. I said, I'd have to read the Pesukim straight. But you'll help me out. Says the Gemara as follows. The Pesuk is in Malachi. Oh, Hashem. You know, more or less, but I want to read it to you correctly, because most of you don't have this Gemara, and then you read it wrong, and then you forget, the rest of your life you get it wrong. This Gemara is gevaldic. It has all the sukkah here with the nekudas. Even for people like me, it's okay. This is a pasuk in Malachi, which forms the end of the sugya. It's as follows: Ki sone shalach omar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And then, that's in Malachi Perek Beis, Pasuk Tezayin. Just before that, in Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, it says, V'zos shenis tasu kasos dima es mizbach Hashem b'chi v'anaka. I'm skipping a bit. V'amartem alma al ki Hashem heid ben cha u ben eches nurecha asher ato b'gadet ato V'chavertecha v'eishes brisecha. It's hard to read this without the daf, I must tell you. It's a psukim which you're not familiar with. It's not a haftorah anywhere. It's a psukim in Malachi. Okay? That is... those are the psukim which are quoted from Malachi. So the Gemara says... wait a second. First it starts off, it says, Kisanei Shalach, which means... Rabbi Yehuda Omer, son Esau Shalach, you don't like her, so send her. So Rashi's like Rabbi Akiva. But then the Gemara says, Yochanan Omer, two different verses, two different girsos. Our gear says, Sonui HaMeshaleach, that the person who sent her away is considered to be hated. On the side it says, Snuei Lifnei HaMakom Shalach. No, not Stam. Means if she's a snuah of the Amakom. Either way, it's like Beishamai. Who's Gemara? I'll give it back. Who's Gemara? Either way, it's like Beishamai. What does Rashi say to Beishamai? The East Garsi Soni HaMishalef. Rashi already quotes both Girsos. Either way, Bepashtus, it sounds like it's going according to Beishamai. Right? Snuah of the Amakom Shalach is certainly Beishamai. You only send her out if Otzabo Ervas Dover. And Soni HaMishaleach, right? The someone who sends her out just like this because he, for some reason that he doesn't like her, who does that go according to? So Rashi explains the gears of Soni HaMishaleach. So he says, Soni HaMishaleach, Lefnei HaMakom, Afilu Lebeis Hillel, Neid Lo Kafinen, Shelo Lehotzi, Mihu, Sonui Hu. So it could go even according to Beis Hillel. So according to the first gear, it's in Matzi Beis Shammai. According to the second, the Firashi, it might go according to Beis Hillel. Okay? The two different gear souls. And it's the most amazing terrors. For low pligi, either from extreme to extreme, according to the first gear, it's Rabbi Kiva to Beis Shammai, and according to the second gear, at least Rabbi Kiva to Beis Hillel, or maybe Beis Shammai. For low pligi, no dispute. How can that be? Haba Zivig Rishin, Haba Zivig Shani. Dom Rabbi Elazar, Kol HaMegarshish, Terishona, after the Mizbeach, Mordel of the Mol Shenemar, quotes a pasuk we just read. Good. That's the Gemara. Now I want to know, and that's my main thing for today, how do we pass in the Shail? Halacha l'mais? I have to tell you, yesterday I went home a little bit earlier, I sat and cried. I mean, if Mizbeach, Mordel of the Mol, half my time was taken with three separate divorce cases. One, someone called it from Eretz Yisrael, and one called me from having something to do with Muncie, and one has something to do with wherever else. It's terrible. There's so much divorce, and it's you can cry. It's a terrible thing. So I want to know the Maisa. Are you allowed to divorce your wife? Before, are you allowed or are you not allowed? So the Rambam, the Riff and the Rush say nothing over here, zero. But the Rambam had a lot to say. The question is, what did he mean? This is a matter of major dispute. What did the Rambam mean? This is, I'll read you the Lashon of the Rambam, the one I asked you to see. Very important Rambam. Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Aleph. V'lo yigaresh odom ishto rishona elam kein motzabo ervas dover shenema ki motzabo ervas dover ve'ein roi lo lemayah l'shalech ishto rishona avol shnia im snea, im senaa, yishalchena. End. That's the Rambam. What does he mean? I'll read it again, one more time. You tell me, after this time, what you think he means. You have the new Gemara, so you look at the back, you can follow along. Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Aleph. Lo yigaresh odem ishto rishona elim kein matzabo ervas dover. Shenema ki matzabo ervas dover. Now part two. Vein royal ol mal shalach ishtar rishona, avo shnia im sna yishalchem. I answer your question. Who's he passing the line? Who's he passing the Rambam? What do you say?
Not
going to
be a
Kiva. Not going to be a Kiva. Okay. Like
Beishamai?
First half sounds like Beishamai, no?
Why?
What do you mean, why? Lo yigarash adam ishtar rishona, elam kein matzah bo ervas dava, shenemar, ki matzah bo ervas dava.
It's better not to divorce.
Well, let's stop here. Let's read the first two lines before we go any further. Doesn't the first one sound like Beishamai? True, Beit Shammai said Dvar Erva, as I pointed out at the beginning. He said Erva's Dvar twice. But the simple read of the Rambam, I mean, just did you read plain? It sounds like Beit Shammai. So it sounds like. Open to the Pirush of Mishnayos, gentlemen. Pirush of Mishnayos. The last Mishnah of the Sechta. Pirush of Mishnayos. What does it say? The last, the literally the last words in the Mishnah. Last, what are the last two words in the Mishnah in the Rambam? No? Halacha k'beis Hillel. Halacha k'beis Hillel. Right? Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? Halacha k'beis Hillel. No? Now what to say? What's he saying over here? Everybody's done. Big problem.
Well, Erva's Dava isn't Dvar Erva.
Oh. Like, okay. He meant what? He meant to say Erva O Dava. And a Dava means anything objectionable. But he left it out. Who asked that Kasha? I asked the Taz. The other Shulchan Aruch have? It's easy for me to read. Thank you. The Taz, I mean, that the Rambam passes this way is already said by the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef at the very beginning, the first page in Hilchos Gittin, quotes the Rambam and says, look, the Rambam is clearly passing like Beis Yosef. He said so in the Pirush of Mishnayos. He says, Rambam, Pirush of Mishnah, Halacha Beis Yosef. You found that in Dvarav? I didn't see it in Dvarav. What kind of Dvarav?
Erva's
Dover
means anything bad. It's not the same as
Dvarav. You gotta say so, though. Rambam is not. You know the Rambam is in his introduction. He says you look at the Chumash and look at the Mishnah Torah, it's enough. You can skip the Gemara. So you're a big Talmud Chacham. You know what Erva means? Dover, Erva, old Dover. Rambam didn't say it. So the Beis Yosef proves that he holds like Beis Hillel. What's his proof? Midikasav shnia im snoy yishalchena alma lobin and dvar erva kibeis shamai. You don't hold. You don't have the dvar erva kibeis shamai. The gam snoy mashu ayadei shum dover shasasa. That they should nimtza acheres noy mena in the sanosa. Shouldn't hate a woman because she's just finding another girl prettier. So therefore, the word sna implied that both Beis Shammai and Rabbi Kiva are wrong. So by saying the word sna, he's in effect saying that must be Beis Hillel, and she must have done something wrong to deserve his well-deserved enmity that he hates her now. That's what the Beis Yosef says. What's the problem with that? Second wife. What the first wife? What the first wife? Oh, so now we start the big time stuff. What is the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Is it the first wife, the second wife, or both wives? Let me ask you now an honest question. When you had that Tzadi Yom and Aleph, before you got to the last few lines in the Sugya, in the Masechta, what did you think? Honest truth. What did you think? No? Say the Emes. Any wife! Any wife! Based on Pesukim and Chumash, you're going to make distinctions between the first wife and the second wife. There's no basis for it. The whole sugya just seems to be saying a wife is a wife is a wife. Now, what the Beis Yosef in effect is saying, let's read it again. How do you know? The halacha ke Beis Hillel, because of shniya and sna yishalchena, amud lavin and dvar erva, as Beis Shammai would require. So Beis Shammai always seems to be requiring Dvarva. Right? And Rabbi Kiva says, no, I mean we reject him too. He passed it like a slow, but that's not about a second life. What are you saying?
Depending to ill reason to the punish.
Could be, right?
Because
right, exactly. But what is the Beis Yosef saying, in effect? What is he saying? They're fighting about the second wife, fighting about the first wife, or both wives? I repeat again one more time, the Beis Yosef. He says, Rama Molek Besil, how do you know? Midikosa, Shniyoim, Snoi, Shalchena. Otherwise, Kinai Shalchena. So very good, but the second wife is passing like Besil. Right? What about the first wife? What about the first wife? How's he passing it?
What is that
to talk about?
It's not Machlokes Beis Yosef. You can't. That's.
You said that everybody agrees to the opinion of
the Gemara at the end that there you agree with Beis Yosef.
Okay, very good. So Chaim saying something radical that the first wife is not Machlokes. Everybody agrees with the first wife. The Beis Yosef is right. And then when the Rambam says Erba's daughter, you meant Dvar Erba. Kumta Chayis Achirish Neira Chaim. That a man may not divorce his first wife. Unless he finds mamish infidelity, New York State before 40 years ago. Yeah.
Well, two things. First of all, where do we see a chiluk between the wives? Psukim and Neviim.
Eli is correct. Very shmudna. Psukim and Neviim with these funny drushes. That's going to be the kovei adin daraisa mamish.
Second of all,
Pella.
Yeah, but second.
What's the chiluk?
Because by the snail yishach, it doesn't say. That doesn't say
Eros
daughter.
Ooh, but the Gemara doesn't say. You're right.
I'm saying
the Chiddush Neira. Had the pasuk. Let's who knows the pasuk?
Yikach
slowly. Yikach ish isha. Allah, boy, Allah some sochein beinav. You should know the pasuk in my heart by now. We're not getting that every year. Kimotza ba Eros daughter. The cross of the Savior is not so beyond. We should have the base of the yotza of the hoist of the ishache. Usneya or ish. Achron, the cause of law.
So, basically, the symbol alone, the whole machlokes should be on Zivik Rishon, and Zivik Sheni, everyone should be on Beisilla.
Because what? So even maybe Rabbi gets Beisilla.
Yeah.
So right. Divat Pesukim in Malachi. So we forget about all that. In Chumash Devarim, Motzah the Erev Asdav is the first wife, and the second wife is Sneya. Why? Kacha
se Sneya. That might be the other guy might be his first wife.
I don't know. That's a good question. Because we always find it throughout the literature, right? We say it's his first wife versus his second wife. But the Psukim are talking about her first husband versus her second. That's to explain why the Gemara quotes Malachi as a quote Dvarim. Unless Eliezer saying, no, the first one means a basherta. Our boy will call him a Vlad. As the Gemara says, come to Zivig Rishon, as we change more in back in the Sota that base. The Zivig Rishon is a basherta.
And
Zivig Rishon is a Rishon of Shnehan.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point. I think it's a Chiddush Gadol, which I haven't seen before, but I want to think about it. I want to find out if that's what you said.
Also,
it's a very good point. Ooh, Chiddush Gadol. But bottom line, what Eliezer is saying is, maybe it's a carrot. Maybe they're arguing only by the first, you got wife. First zivug, the first zivug they're arguing, and the second zivug is why everyone agrees that snea goodbye. Hold on, wait a minute, slow. Someone says you're right. One second, I'm gonna get to it. Yes.
The pesukim in Malachi are mashmash that Beshanai doesn't say davka infidelity. It's anything, any avera. This would say something snea to Hashem. Who says snea to Hashem has to be erva? Really? She's a bad woman.
You see, that's another point. If the Rama would pass like by Shammai, if Shuto, the Posh of Shad and the Gemara, as we said before, is Mamish infidelity with Shnei and Sharon.
Right.
But the Rama in the next halach, which I didn't ask you to see, but I should have, Chaveis, Isha Ra, Shaina Tznuach, and those Sisra, like Sharon's Mitzvah Lagarsha. Based on the Gemara, which we didn't go to learn yet. Mitzvah Lagarsha. It's a Mitzvah to the Lagarsha, the woman, right? And if the second guy shouldn't take him in, the whole story. So how can he pass him? How can you say, as Chaim suggested, that the Yaman pass is mamish like Beis Shammai? How can it be a mitzvah to be a garish if she's just not that snua? It's not infidelity, she's just wearing sleeveless, I don't know what. That's That's not Fidelity of Shnei Edim.
As an example, so the first one, it's not possible to be Shammai, that's not a whole of Shammai itself. That's the Gemara that proves from the Tzukin that's new or whatever. So that's as ever, you don't need to wait until that. Not like the Shammai specifically, but.
So here's a big question. We don't know. After all this said that, we don't know what's going on. How many possibilities have been raised? One, that the first wife, there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees that Beshama is right. The second possibility is that Eli is the other way around. By the second wife, there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees. Basila or Bekiva is right. If it's only by the first wife, which is
similar.
It came from the Rambam, the Pasha is right. But who could be found in? No, Zog. Who could be shot in? Rashi. Helig Rashi might hold that way, no? Rashi might say that way. Could be. But let's now take a step back. Let's discuss something which is important. The Taz. I got this thing to read the Taz. The Taz, the Kuf Yud Tes, end of Sukkot and Gimel, it says the Rambam must mean O Ereva O Dova. That's what he said by Rabbi Yosef Karo. The Rabbi Yosef says that. The Bach says it. The Taz is Shver. But the Taz only has the guts to say Beferish in print that this is something very terribly wrong. He left out the whole story. How are you supposed to know this? I'll read you the Lashon of the Taz in Kuf Yud Tes of Cotton Gimel. He says, how can it be? The Rambam is so unclear. How can leave us in this kind of situation? Here it is. So the Yadana Lamalo Pirish Devar of Mao Ervazdava. I don't understand the Rambam. It must be O Ervazdava. Very nice. But why did he say so? That's a tie that is in Cotton Gimel. Why didn't he say so? That's a tremendous question. Tremendous question. So again, so the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam holds like Beis Hillel. And the fact that the second one is Sna Yigar Shana, and according to Beis Shammai, it's not true. That's no proof, he said. Maybe it holds like Beis Shammai for the first wife, as Rashi said in Avtzani. But according to Rashi, the second one is like Rabbi Akiva. And according to Rambam, the second one is like Beis Hillel.
If the Erev of the Rambam means O Erev O Dover, then what's missing then? Yeah.
That's another good question. Because according to Rashi, it's good. It means even she's like a prettier girl. According to the Rambam, doesn't say it. He said, right, you're right. It's another good question.
It's a good question.
So the first one, Erev Odover. Then the second one is even for no reason. It's just because she's a prettier girl he finds. And by the way, although the Beis Yosef says, how can you hate a woman because there's someone prettier? No problemo. Says the Prichodosh and somebody else also, I think. The Prichodosh says so. The bastard, ridiculous. Prichodosh says, what do you mean? You know he quotes? Achsa. You know Achsa is? Achsa is a beautiful woman. That the Gemara says that every time a man looked at her, he got angry at his wife. Why aren't you so pretty? So he goes from the Prichodosh said so. That much those who came before him said, what kind of business? How can he say hating is just from a prettier woman? It's impossible. It's not impossible at all. By the way, we spoke about Eliot Tvar also in the Prichodosh. Because we said his first wife, hers, and his second wife. Prichodosh says no. means that she was a basula. Why? Eshes brisecha is the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Chavez. If she caresses bris of the Misha, I saw a cleave, which means she's a basula, but she's nisun. So he says, Yavar Deli. The Prichodosh said, Yavar Deli. That means you makes your pshat possible. Right? That in the psukim, which will be the other way around. We'll see soon. But I want to tell you what else the Prichodosh said. One second. I got to kick out of this line. Achsa. Where's that? Yeah. The Prichodosh says it's more tmurad after Zion and Aleph. Achsa bito shal kole. Nikosh ma achsa alif isha kol haroi osa meirov yofio yakoris al ishto. I had a different word. What does Rashi say? I was reminded of Rashi in Chumash. Vayar Hashem ki snu oleya. Isn't that a pasuk? What does Rashi say there? Who knows what Rashi says? It's before, since you said before. Vayav gamas Rachel mi Leah. Doesn't say he didn't love Leah. He loved Leah, loved Rachel more. If not mistaken, Rashi, we don't have a Chumash here. I think Rashi says in the Chumash, in that Pasuk, he hated Leah Chalila. If you love someone else more, so that's relatively speaking, this Einstein's theory of relativity. So that relatively speaking, she was a snua Leah. See, it took him in that. She's a prettier girl, so it's his wife is relatively speaking snua. I mean, she does something wrong. The kids are not so pashut. This nakud, not pashut at all. Though the Seyosim and the Bach all say that how can you hate her because someone else is pretty? Mm-hmm. Not so pashut. Now, when we get the question that comes, the Rambam says afterwards, we said before, that if it's ain a royal lemar l'shalach ish to rishona, and what does it mean? What's it going on? He says again. In what case? In the previous case? If it's going on what came before, and Erva's Dava means literally Dvar Erva, it's a mitzvah of Garsha. What do you mean, Royal Lamar Lashakal Ishta Rishonah? Unless you say it's two different cases. Some of Farshim say. But it starts off by saying, in one case, don't divorce unless Erva's Dover. And then he says, but if there's no Erva's Dover, ain't royal or lemar l'shalech ish to rishona. So the Chalak doesn't hold against it. He started off with an Isser, lo yigarish, and ends up with an Eneroi. We'll make up your mind, Ramba. Lo yigarish means like it's an Isser, right? Then Eneroi means it's not such a big Isser. Right? Unless you say the way what Chaim wanted to say. Isha, the gash is the rishon and came out of Erva's Dover, Shneva came out of Erva's Dover. He's in effect like Beshama. In effect like Beshama. That's an Isser. Vein royal or the mala, Shalech is the rishon means so what? What's the case? What's the case? Presumably when Loma's Erva's Dover. So Loma's Erva's Dover, so then I thought before he said lo yigarish. It doesn't really mean an iser. So all this remains a matter of question. It remains a matter of question. So the pashtus is not based on the pasuk based hillel. The medina yitz mutar ligarish and a roy. The Torah says it's bad with the most. And the Rambam said originally lo yigarish. He just meant and a roy. Don't take the Rambam literally. If he means the erva's dover, what are we saying? Our boss said two ways. Either Erva's Dover means Erva O Dover, but if Erva's Dover means Dvar Erva, he doesn't mean that it's Usir without Dvar Erva. It means Enaroy without Dvar Erva. And when he says Enaroy, he's explaining what we meant before Velo Yigarish. The Enaroy is an explanation of the words Velo Yigarish. So those are two ways in the Rambam. Again, either you say Erva O Dover, it's an Issa Gomer, neither Erva nor Dover. And part two is Enaroy L'Mar L'Shalech Ishto Rishon, even if you found Dover, and the mark, because it's Anna Roy, it's Mutter Medina. Or we say no, that Erva Stava means Dvar Erva, but Lo Yigarish means Anna Roy the Garish without Dvar Erva proper, as he says later on, Anna Roy, but if he did it, it's not an Issa Gomer. Those are the two ways to read the Rambam.
The Chor. What was when you say it means O Erva, O Dover?
That's how the Beis Yosef say, O Erva, O Dover, period. Okay? And what's Enaroy? It means if it's neither Erva nor Dover, it's Asr. The Bekiva's case is Asr. Even according to Beis Hillel, that it's Mutter, but it's Enaroy. That's how the Beis Yosef learns Pshat. We're just a different Pshat. Erva's Dover means that Dvar Erva, like Beis Shammah. But he's not saying Beis Shammah b'Toras Isur Gomer b'Toras Beis Shammah. He's saying Beis Shammah discounted, Beis Shammah light. Beis Shammah himself holds an Isur Gomer. We'll see in a minute. And Beis Hillel says, and Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammah lechatchila. That's what we're saying. Beis Hillel says it's not Issa Gomer, but they agree lechatchila. It's Ein Aroy. It's in Megarish unless you find it Dvar Erva. In that case, we can take the words Erva's Dover to mean Dvar Erva Kipshuto, not the way the Beis Yosef and the Bach and Rav Poskim say. I have a preference, frankly, for this pshat. Is that the word? Because the Taz is this going to maybe they get kasha if the Shreis pshat is right, the Bach is right. That Erva's Dover means O Erva O Dover. So say so, Rambam. But that's such a main point. Pure they employ him. No, I think it's a tremendous cash. Oh. So that, yeah.
was a problem with what the Darish means.
Quantity, Beisarish is Pshat. Quantity, Batsha.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to Mapshat later. We'll come back to it in a few minutes. The Beisarish is quotes the Aguda. It's quoted by the Ramah too. It's only it's about Korach. You can't divorce your wife against her will. But nowadays, you can't, it's a Cherim and a Gershim. So the whole list won't apply at all. It seems to me, however, and that's what the Chokas says, at least partially, that if the man forces the divorce, how so? He demands the divorce from Beis Din. Or he doesn't act with the husband. He's cruel to her. He wants her to agree to a divorce. That still would be in the category of an Isser, Lanias Daiti. Now, here comes the big question. Is there a real Isser to be Megarish against her will? Before Rabbeinu Gersh. Is there really Isser or not? Yes or no? It says in the Gemara, it seems sounds like it's awesome, but is there really awesome? So I saw the Mishnah Lamech has a long discussion, so I asked you to see. He quotes a Knesset Agdola, says, no, can't possibly be an Isser. The word Isser should not be taken literally. Why not? Because the Cherim Rabbeinu Gersh. Why did Rabbeinu Gersh have to impose the Cherim? It's already awesome in Daraisa. Elamais, the Knesset Agdola. You see from here that there's no Isser Daraisa. Quote, Ain kan lo shum mitzvah lo me daraisa v'lo me d'rabbonan, neither. I feel it by Shamaim. D'yami lo yigarish. Ain tzatov v'kamash malon. V'lo shi yim muzir al zeh. V'lo metzinim shum mokum shi yim muzir odom shal yigarish ishto. I feel it by d'rabbonan. V'raya mitzvah chamein agarish shum tzakan shal yigarish. Shalom mitzono. This is a Knesset Gdola. There is no Isser. No, if there is no Isser, so we understand very well, as so we said before, the Rambam is in effect passing like by Shammai. He's saying that Lo Yigarish is no Isser. In a Roy, this is simply an explanation of what he said before. Lo Yigarish? Why passing like by Shammai was in Pirish, not like by Sil? That's a problem. So the real truth is that according to by Shammai, really is an Isser. The Knesset Gdola is wrong. That's the mission of the Melech says. It's actually the Hagav, Omer Alephei, Omer Amagia. This is the Baal Me'am Lois. The author Me'am Lois, what the Hagav is, he's the editor of the Mishnah Melech. He put it on the Rambam, and he's the one who, thanks to him, Baruch Hashem, we have it. The Baal Me'am gotten lost. He wrote long essays, wouldn't have known what to do, would have found it, but he put it on the Rambam, so it became very popular. He says, no, although there are great people who agree with the Knesset Gdola, the Meir Nechachamim, of years ago, the Mishpat Tzedek, the Marachash, Maras Hason, Pnei Yoshua, Chelek Aleph, somebody made it, maybe it's the El Tzedek Pnei Yoshua, the Magin Yishlomo, I don't know. They all say the same thing. Divrei Tein Hu Lo Makein. It's a pelle to say this. That the Vabar, the Iki Sir Daraisa. How do you know? Omer HaPapa La Baye, Lo Motzaba Lo Erev Lo Dover Ma'u V'chulei. What's the right? You brought the Raya from the Gemara. You read the Gemara. We read one Shia. What's the Raya from that Gemara? No? Do you understand what the Raya is? What's the Raya? Let me tell you my pshat in the Raya. The Raya is as follows. The Gemara is clearing a Shaila. Lo Motza, lo Erva, lo Dover. Do you force him to take her back? That's a Rashi Lim Pshat in the Gemara. Clearly, the whole discussion is, did you force him to take her back? But was he allowed to divorce her in the first place? Clearly not. The most clearing a shayla, maybe he goes far as to force him to take her back. But no, in this respect, it's different than an onus. I'm honest as a isha, so he's the fairish isha in the Gemara, and the Pchumish, lo yuchal l'shalcha koyamav. And koyamav means you have to take her back. So here, the only difference in this case, of l'mata l'eras davar, and onus, is you don't have to take her back. But it's an isha d'arai, to divorce her in the first place. That's what he says. That's what he says. That's the Raya from the Gemara. It was the Raya from Rishonim. The Ran says, if a man swore not to divorce his wife, it's a shvuah. It's not really chal because it's mushav v'om ba'asina. He's also with the Raya to divorce your wife. That's the Ran. The Rashba says, there's no bracha on a gerishim. Why not? Because there are certain gerishim which are also with the Raya. If he divorces his wife, I have a daughter. Now I do it. Well, Kiddush may also not be a mitzvah. It's something that you do. And the Rivash says, if his father says to him, divorce your wife! Don't listen. Because he told him to be always with their eyes. So you see three raya's he brings from Gedolei Rishonim, Ran, Rashba, Rivosh, that there's an Issa deraisa to divorce your wife, but there's no erva and there's no dova. And Beis Shammai seems all the way for sure from the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi over here that we read before seems all that way. It's quoted as the Rishalmi and Sota, which the Yafei Einayim quotes. You can look it up, the Yafei Einayim here at the beginning. It says, what happens if talks here about Kinui, Rishalmi and Sota. Kinui means that you suspect her of adultery, so you're Mekane, don't you warn her, don't stay with the certain, don't be with a certain man. So the Rishalmi is going to Beis Shammai after Kinui. You know why? You can't divorce her. There's no infidelity, there's no proof. He's not out of the divorce. You see the first Chanisa Daraisa. Beis Shammai. We meet the Beis Shammai and Ishmael Beis Hillel, he says. Same as Beis Shammai holds the Shishfishi Taso. No Eden Brurim of Niuf. You have the Issa Daraisa and the divorce. So too, for us, no Dover is the rest of the divorce as well. I have been a Gershon. That's no Kash. It says Yesh Liyashe Benokel. I'm about to tell you what it is. What kind of man is this here? He says, the kasher, Ben Gashem. That's no kasher. Yesh to Yashe Benokil. Kamoshiyira Hama'ayin. My friend Hama'ayinim. What's the answer? Everyone has Hama'ayin. What's the answer? If there's an Issa Daraisa, why do Ben Gashem have to propose a cherem? What's the answer, Rabbi Osai? What? That's right. People are more afraid of dropping dead from a cherem than the Issa Daraisa. Maisa Mechoyo. Nice and mechoyog. Hey, that's death. I'm staying away. That's the answer.
I don't understand. Isn't there a difference in the doraisa would only apply in the case when there's no erva and no dover?
Oh, that's another teretz. Another teretz. Beautiful teretz. That's another teretz.
What's our whole raya that you see that it can't be the doraisa because the family really like it? But it's totally separate halachos. No?
1 second. You're giving the Beis Shmuel's teretz. The Beis Shmuel Sifkat and Bey says that's a Pashtun answer. Lo erva below dover is yisasa b'daraisa. Motzah b'dover is mutah b'daraisa. But also b'shemchein ben agerish. Even in simple terms. Oh, what about the quotes of Gemara and Sanhedrin? He gets a kash on himself. What does Gemara say in Sanhedrin? Bo re'eh kamakoshim gerishin. Shere David itiru lo liyachad lo itiru lo ligarish. Who read the Haftorah of Pashtun? Right? What happened? The Melech David Zokin brought by Amim, by a Chasu, by the Gadim, for the Yechem Lo. Yikul HaMelech Nara B'su, right? What's the problem? Why? She's not even married. He's not married to her. What's the problem? Divorce one of your 18 wives and then marry her. Nope. So can't divorce a wife. You have 18. So what does that prove? So he says, well, Yichud Pli is the Rabbanon. See, that's a kasha. Hey, can we put the Kashim Gerish in? Well, the Issa Yichud ain't all the Rabbanon. The Dovr of Bezina got all Yichud Pnuya. The Yesh the Yashav. The Yesh the Yashav. I thought, Punkt Fakert. That's what the Gemara means. Kashim Gerish in, because Gerish in is the Issa the Rais, and Yichud is the Rabbanon. Precisely. You see, it's the Rais. I'm not sure which way he's coming from. Kalpanim, the overwhelming view is that it's also the Rais to divorce your wife. For no reason. That's very important. Or find a prettier girl, or the equivalent. What's the equivalent today? Oh, I outgrew you. Yeah, I outgrew you. When I married you, I was a plain yeshiva bacher. Now I became the head of the department in this hospital. I made partner in my law firm. So I outgrew you. You know, it's like Chas V'Shalom, you know, using someone for 10 years, and they had 4 kids, and now she's never, you know, not as pretty as she used to be because she had 4 kids and she's a busy little girl, and he's now a big hancho. He was a nobody then when he married her. I think I grew up. So chuck her, yeah, and I'll try to find a new model. Chmon Mitzvah. Issa Darais.
Equal to
Rabbi Kiva. Even they haven't found the prettier girl yet. Which I sometimes wonder about sometimes in these kinds of cases. But even if he didn't, even assuming he's an Erlich guy, he would not look at any girls, he's as blind as on his eyes, he's still married. But, you know, he knows out there are a lot of fish in the sea. You know, and they have been pregnant 4 times in the last 10 years. And maybe they're brighter and would be more attracted to his new life as a head of a department or a partner in a law firm. Rachman Mutzlan, Osim Midaraisa. Osim Midaraisa. It's like eating treif. Yes.
Is it, we want to bring Raya that it's Isser D'oraisa to divorce wife without Erev or without Dov.
Correct.
And the second Raya was that you don't make a bracha.
That was one of the riots. The Rashba said the reason you don't make a bracha, you quote to the Rashba.
Yeah.
He asked him, why do you make a bracha on Gerishin? He said, Mishum D'yesh mixes Gerishin Shem Bravera. Because the law mots of Erev is Dov and Megarsha. They're not going to make a bracha then. So you never make a bracha.
What about, food that is good to eat?
Yeah, that's a good question. So should we no bracha on food? Because some food is a strength. Good question. I guess this wouldn't be a bracha sanen, it would be a bracha san mitzvah. Yes. You're asking a good question. A man divorces his wife against her will before Ben Gershon. So she goes to Bezin, he says, I'm divorced, I want to write me a get to divorce my wife. So he's saying the Bezin should say, no, sorry, Charlie. You asked me to give you a tray for food. I'm not going to do it. So what he'll do, we'll take a piece of paper, write out a get it himself, right? He'll give it to his wife in hand. Goodbye. Maybe the Bezin Taka didn't help him then. Maybe in those years they did it himself. I two Adam shouldn't, two Adam you can always find. Well, maybe they don't even know any better, or they're just they're friends of yours that think she's they don't like her. I don't know. I don't know what reason.
So we're assuming that if the wife doesn't mind getting divorced,
if they both decide to get divorced, there's no use of the rights, no use of the rabbanon. I mean, it's terrible, but there's no use of that's mefurish. That's mefurish in the chalkas mechaykek. It's mefurish in the poskim. If they both agree to get divorced, there's no use of the rights. That's for sure. Yeah. Good question. If a person divorces his wife against her will nowadays, does it get valid or not valid? Some say it's not valid. You know why? Because he doesn't give it himself. He has someone else do it. He's a shliach. Writes to get. A shliach. Litzvar aveiro. It's aveiro. Chere. Very good. Yes? Oh, she gives it to get in her hand. I say maybe he wouldn't say anything with Litzvar aveiro. Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. Not so clear. Not so clear. The big question, if you divorce up against Obis Manazer, is it valid, did he have it or not? Of course, no Bezin will allow such a thing nowadays, and these days, people don't give getting out of Bezin. Just not done. But in theory, it could be done. Just not done.
So
in the mindset
nowadays,
since nobody's
getting
Talkov anyway,
so there's no
Isser. No, I disagree. Because the Chalkas Mechokek says, not only is there an Isser, if you literally stick the get into a pocket and run away, if you demand the gerishin and she doesn't want, but she's in effect forced to accede to your wish, because otherwise, I mean, stand off forever. So you, the husband, take the initiative to give the get. This is also Issa D'oraisa. That's what he says. He's tovea the gerishin. I went even further than that. I said, even if he's making someone to a non-husband and in effect forcing her to ask for the divorce ultimately, if he conducts himself in this fashion, Vanias Daiti, even in that case, it's over. You have to be good to your wife. The Bnei Shalom. Yeah.
I was curious, in a case where she's really tormenting him and she doesn't want to get divorced, but she's really ruining his life, and he wants to divorce her.
That's dubber. That's dubber. That is dubber.
Even though it's Baal Kurfa, though. She doesn't want to get divorced, though.
It's dubber. So she does dubber, and then she says, I don't want to be divorced.
Right.
So they go to a Beis Din, and the Beis Din will say, in most cases, listen, be better to him. Be nicer to him. They'll say, be nicer to him. And if it comes to a point in rare cases, they'll go as far as to say, listen, lady, you better be nice or else. She's still not nice. In certain limited cases, they'll give what we call a heter, mea, rabbanon. Did we speak about that yet this year at all? No? Okay, for a second. That means that if there are 100 rabbis, that's going to be talking about a very interesting next zman. Oh boy. I have stories to tell you. That, we're going to talk about a very important topic of key in next time, Mr. Shem. But just because for 1 minute, Rabbi Yehuda Gershom didn't want to make things worse. He wanted to make things better by saying a couple should stay together. What will happen if a woman, let's say, is institutionalized, Chas v'Shalom? We mentioned in the case of Shota. She can't take again. So you make more problems. So if you give 100 rabbis from 3 different countries, you'll give them a heter to marry some other woman, he allows it. And also, if she's what we call a moredis, she refuses. he rebels against him. That's where the pilpul comes up. What's called the meredith. She says she's going to go to Bezdin, she won't go to Bezdin, she has long listed to Bezdin. And it becomes very murky sometimes to know whether in fact she's in this category or not. So all these fights come about. They have the Narabonans for sale, you have to do produce papers, they attacked five rabbis for giving out the Narabonans like this. What do you think about that? We'll discuss it later. The main point of contention, real contention, is if you give a hetter Narabonan, you have to also provide a get. But she doesn't want to take the get, but if she wants it, she can pick it up at any moment. But now these crazies are giving a hetter Narabonan with no get. The Moshe screams, it's impossible, it's unheard of, hetter Narabonan, no get. That's ridiculous. I mean, she's still in Aguna, and you can remarry someone else, that's crazy. But no one has ever masked to that. Unheard of. There's one rabbi, who I will bring you his list stuff next term, who says no. If she goes to a court, she's like an Obed Avodah Zarah, and she's like the worst person in the history of the world, and he can marry without a hetter Narabonan, and he's taking out the wife, and she lets it off the earth. This man's from another planet, exactly.
What if he dies?
If he dies, forget,
or
is ready
to
once he dies, no problem. She's not Amona.
No, I'm saying, is she considered a widow, or is she considered a divorce?
You mean if he gave her a get and she didn't pick it up?
He didn't do that to Narabonan,
but
the young
basement. No, unless it's what we call a get zikli. We spoke about that some months ago. Didn't we speak about a get zikli?
Yeah.
She's mezana with somebody else, so very often the bezel will give the get zikli. Oh, by the way, all right, I can't talk on the record right now, but you shut it off?
Oh, I did. Honest.
You never know. Okay, we're back on.
Messed up.
Okay, so let's just finish up the Beis Shmuel. I'm going to finish up briefly, shortly. The Beis Shmuel in Siman Kuf Yutes of Cotton Bays talks about the very thing we started talking about. What is the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Are they fighting about the first wife? Are they fighting about the second wife? What exactly has happened? So that's the subject of the Beis Shmuel of Cotton Bays. According to Rashi, says the Beis Shmuel, Zivuk Sheni, everyone agrees to Rabbi Akiva. And they're fighting in Zivuk Rishon. It's the Elias trap. You're Mechavim to Rashi, according to Beis Shmuel. And it fits so nice with the Psukkim, as you said, beautiful. With the Pri Chodesh, we said it's Gevaldik. I didn't think of that. And Snare Yishachron, Dibat Malachi. Snare, goodbye, it's for whatever reason. Finished, you find a prettier girl, goodbye. That's how Rashi seems the same trap. Zivuk Sheni, all the knows like Rabbi Akiva. The Machloek is in Zivuk Rishon. We pass an accentuous. Not like Beis Hillel, not like either Beis Shammai or like Rabbi Akiva. So it's the Beis Shmuel of Cotton Beis. According to the Rambam, he says, to the contrary, Zivik Rishon everyone agrees to Beis Shammai, and Zivik Sheni they're fighting. We pass them like Beis Hillel. This is the Beis Shmuel of Cotton Beis. I read you some of the symptoms looking funny. I read you the Lashon. I'll start with Rashi. I'm a Rashi Masha the Pligi Bezivig Rishon. Who spirit I feel the Bezivig Rishon Mutter the Gaish Mishim Dover. Mishim Dover. Like Beis Hillel. Mutter. That's Beis Shammai. I'm a son of Hula Mutter. It's not right. It's ain't a Roy. Okay. This is what he says. But, he says, in his first draft, quotes the tour. Mashma, the Sfira de Beshamai Besilo Pligi Bezivik Sheni. Possess Sfira de Besilo the Mutal the Garish Mishim Dover. Ava Bezivik Rishon no de Besilil, the Osil the Garish Mishum Dover. Ukra Ervas Dover Ayer Bezivik Sheni. Vyaz Mutal the Garish Mishum Erva O Mishim Dover. Ulifizem Mutla Bezin the Kofo. That's what we thought. And leave out the Rambam. He says the Rambam is maybe all the second sheet. The Rambam is unclear. That's how to get Poshut. Just trying in the Rambam. And the Beis Shmuel is not so clear whether the Rambam holds that way or not. Now.
He said he wants
the
Torah, he said?
He wants the Torah, right? I thought maybe it's even the Rambam holds that way. Maybe. Let me tell you what I think. And this is my original pshat, which I didn't see anyone else say before. Maybe it's even right. Say pshat Rambam. Again. I'm suggesting, according to the Rambam, the first Zivug ever agrees to Beis Shammai, although we'll see in a minute, this discounted. And the final is by Zivug Sheni. And that's Erev HaZdara, as we said before. And what does Ein Aroro L'Garish mean? Ein Aroro L'Garish, Ishto Rishona, means Ein Aroro L'Garish, because we're following like Beis Hillel. So to get Pasha, it says in Sivkot Yud. According to Beis Shammai, L'Chorot and Isur Gomor. And we're saying now that everyone agrees to Beis Shammai is Nisa Gama, the first wife. So why is he saying Ein Aroy should be Nisa Gama? Here's my pshat. My pshat is the machlekes hasugyas of Balsai, Sadi of an Aleph and Sadi of a Beis. And Eli, you said that he sowed, from which I'm saying what I'm saying. On Sadi of an Aleph, there's no distinction between wife one and wife two. Zero. See, the Erev is Dova, Dvar Erva, or O Erva O Dova. Was the quantity of the Gemara of Tzadi Yom and Beis? Beis Hillel also understands Erva's Dover. Not Dvar Erva. Not Erva O Dover. Erva's Dover. Erva's Dover. Erva's Dover is the mitzvah of the Garish. Right? And maybe Erva's Dover is not so literal. It doesn't have to mean two Adam of infidelity mamash, but Prutza is maybe also included in the mitzvah of the Garish. But without that, if there's a lack of preetzus and chalil infidelity proper, then Beis Hillel says, ain't no royal ligarish, but there's no absolute iser. So it could be that the Rambam's passing on the actually more Tzadi Yamed Beis. According to Tzadi Yamed Beis, Beis Hillel also holds an Erev HaZdova. So they accept, they have a somewhat of a broader explanation of it. It doesn't mean literally Shnei Edim Kshayim that she's Mizana, but any kind of a preetzus, and then it's mitzvah l'garish, right? Otherwise, another departure from Beis Shammai, they hold that it is an aroya l'garish. It's not an Easter gomer. Where did the Rambam get it from? Because I think what Eli said is right. It was an Easter mamish d'oraisa l'garish. We don't find a distinction in the first wife and the second wife. Come on. First wife and second wife of Pesukim and Malachi, that works within Easter mamish. No. And the Gemara, I'm an Aleph, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, says the Easter Gomer Daraisa. It's like almost like an Ona Shagirish, which is before Shalav Bekrop, Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yomo. And the only distinction between an Ona Shagirish and a plain man Shagirish without a sufficient cause is whether you have to get a take a back or not. And then it's identical. That's enough Tzadi Yom and Aleph. And then for good reason, Eli. And that Tzadi Yom and Aleph, there's no distinction between the first wife and the second wife. When the stakes are so high, we're talking about like eating treif, and he said the rice like well, yuchal shachal kol yamav. We don't find distinction between first wife and second wife. Sorry, no such distinctions. So when the Gemara on Amud Beis makes this distinction, what this means is the stakes are lower. We're not talking anymore about yisurim the rice of mamish. We're talking about ein oroi. We're talking about ein oroi. And when it comes to ein oroi, then we say as follows. Then we say, everyone agrees to what we call Beis Shammai Shita by the first wife, but not Beis Shammai proper, where Beis Shammai says in Yisra Daraisa Mamish. But everyone agrees to Beis Shammai's definition, approximately, we have to have what's called Erva's Dover, otherwise it's Ein Aroy. And therefore the Rambam says two things. He says, Erva's Dover. He doesn't say Dvar Erva. He doesn't flip it around, because Beis Shammai says Dvar Erva, not Erva's Dover. Because Dvar Erva, those words mean be a mamish, it's no smamish. But the Rambam is Erva's Dova. What is Erva's Dova? He tells it in the next halacha. She's a prutza. That is also considered to be Erva's Dova. So if she's not a prutza, you shouldn't be divorcing your Ishta Rishona. And if you did it, you would divorce when she burnt your soup, you're in the category of what's called Ein Aroy. What about the second wife? So the second wife, there's a real machlokas. What do you do to the second wife? What do you do to the second wife? What is the din by a second wife? That's the machlokas on the days, which is the more that speaks about. Right? So what does it say over here? Amal shnia imsno yishalchena. What does that mean? That Beis Shammai says even the second wife, you shouldn't divorce her. Unless it's an Erev HaZdova. shouldn't. There are no Yisurim Gemurim. Or Meshamei, again, Meshamei as per the Sugya Lamed Beis. You shouldn't divorce her unless, what? Unless there's preachers or things of this nature. Rabbi Akiva says you can divorce her for absolutely no purpose whatsoever. And the Rambam is a centrist. Rambam says, im snow, presumably for cause, you burnt the soup. So then, you shall have the second wife. So the Rambam is saying, he's paskening, in the first wife, is taka no machlokes, and according to the maskona on Tzadi Amid Beis, everyone agrees to Beis Shammai, in the sense that you need Erev as Dovor, but Beis Shammai is not Yisru Gamba Zayin Aroi. So this is like, Yigarish, Odom, Yishtu Rishonam, and okay, most of the Erev as Dovor, Shnema ki most of the Erev as Dovor. It's hard to say it means Erev Old Dovor. Very difficult. It means Erev as Dovor. It doesn't mean Dvar Erva. It means Erev as Dovor. And he explains it in the next halacha, the Prutza. That's called Erev as Dovor. Otherwise, there's no Erev as Dovor. What if you did it then? Are you over the rice of Mamish? No. Ain't royal of the, well, ain't royal of the Ma'al of Shalach Ishtar Rishona, if there is a Dovor, right? In other words, ain't royal, there's no Dvar Erev. She's not a Prutza. She's other cause. So you should not be quick to divorce your Ishtar Rishona. Should not be quick to do so. Right? But it's not as according to the Mishnah, it's ain't royal because it's Osir. It's Osir Midoraisa. But it's not the same level as Beishama we're discussing. The issue of maybe not the same level. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's not such an issue. Although I'm an Aleph, the Gemara has a very strong level of issue, as we proved from Onus, etc. Abraham holds no. And I'm at base. The mere fact that the Gemara makes a distinction between the first wife and the second wife, that it can't be an issue of the rice of mamish. It's just ain't a roy. It's not going to be the Rambam Shittas. Because we the Maskonas, the way we're saying now, we're faker, we're making more cow. Only we said Mefurish Gemara and Amud Aleph is Nisa Daraisa. What we're saying now, yes, it's a Mefurish Gemara and Amud Aleph, but Amud Beis is arguing Amud Aleph. And according to Amud Beis, perhaps it would not be Nisa Daraisa on the same level of a Lav Goma, one of the 365 Lav. But rather, it's Enaroi. It would still be, I would call it Enaroi Daraisa. On the level of Daraisa, it's Enaroi. You shouldn't be doing it. But it's not a formal Lav. When it's not a formal Lav, you have a Lav for a distinction between Rishona and Shnia. It's Enaroi. It's an aroy to be memar the shalech ishta rishona, even if it's a davar. But shnia im snar is a davar. Yishalchena, it's okay. It's okay.
The
Rambam is passing the sugya on the days, right? And he's passing like Beis Hillel with respect to the second wife, because when it comes to the first wife, there's no dispute. That's what we suggested a long time ago. But what I added to it is that to make it palatable in the Rambam, there are two changes. One, that he didn't say Dvar Erva, he said Erva Zdova, which means what he says in the next halacha Prutza. And number two, I'm saying that the level of Issur is lower, and I'm advanced, and I'm an Aleph. Witness the fact that you can distinguish between wife one and wife two.
Even Erva Zdova, it's not a
lot.
There's no
lot. Which one?
Okay,
you guys,
if you
must have Erva Zdova, it would be Issur. Sounds like it's a more serious violation than I'm an Aleph.
There's no. You're not
going to say you're not. Okay. But maybe, right? But maybe it's more serious, you said, I'm an Aleph. I mean, ain't a royal would be inappropriate, and I'm an Aleph.
Okay, I'm saying there still could be an Indian Dereisa. I don't know what formulation you
want to
use, but.
The Mishnah said, Issa Dereisa.
Okay, but it's not a lot.
He said a Shavua wouldn't be Chadet. I mean, that should be a serious problem. Let's look, if you have a chance, look on the source. Look on the source. We have these sources of the. And the Rivash, he said, he told us something over in Dvar Torah. Avol Divrei Torah for Kibud Avein, but for Shvua, that's the most telling form. That's a Tshuva Saran Simen Yud Zayin. But he says, if you look up Beis Yosef, you're there Simen Reish Chav Ches. Clean that afterwards, we'll look it up in Beis Yosef and see what he says. Then we have to see what he says. In other words, he writes, it's just Dvar Aveira, the Brocha and the father, the dear father. But there's a Shvua. It sounds like it's a really serious violation. So let's look it up, Mr. Shem, Yodei, Reshul Ches, okay? Let's stop now. Earlier shiur, shorter shiur, reading week. Well, I also want to give a somewhat shorter shiur. I want to keep the time in. I'm very busy. Do you want to shiur at 9 o'clock? Maybe you have to be here, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'll do? I'll be here today.